Ann Arbor's Liberty Plaza has gained a reputation as a place where people do things that they want to keep hidden from the public. That's not the case each Thursday during the summer. The Sonic Lunch concert season wrapped up for a seventh year. As the alternate routes play, children, retirees, office workers, and families pack Liberty Plaza. For the moment, concerns such as drug use, panhandling, and public safety are pushed aside. This is the kind of additional programming Ann Arbor's Parks Advisory Committee has recommended to permanently address these issues. Matthew Altruda, the marketing coordinator for Bank of Ann Arbor, says that's why they put on these concerts. They want to change the public perception of Liberty Plaza to a place that people can be comfortable bringing their children for lunch. Joyce and Bill Lipke from Ordenville brought their granddaughter Bella to hear the free concert and think more music and other activities will encourage a more active park.
We stopped here this past summer during the art fair, which was kind of cool. It was very nice here. So we come to Ann Arbor and have lunch quite a bit, so we're planning on going to Jerusalem Gardens here when we're done.
Rhonda Foxworth of the Bank of Ann Arbor says they had to overcome barriers like time and money before the event really caught on. She says the concerts are one big way the bank gives back to the community.
So the bank dedicates staff time. We pay for all the performers and all the staging equipment and the sound. Then I have a crew of, 5 to 10 kids who come in and help us put up the stage and the chairs. And we sell merchandise, we bring in lunch partners, things like that.
Foxworth says Sonic Lunch will be back next summer and bigger than ever. The Parks Advisory Commission will continue to look for other organizations that want to create similar programs so Liberty Plaza can become a welcoming place for the entire community beyond lunchtime Thursdays during the summer. Andrew Pooley, 89.1 WEMU News.